This is the Sure Promise Broadcast, an outreach of Sure Promise Christian Church, 4301 Pearl Road in Raleigh, where Oliver Pittman is the pastor. We now go into a recent service for this morning's portion of this message from Pastor Pittman.
We must understand in the church here that it was not a dichotomous type of relationship. He didn't have God over here and work over here. He had God and work the same place, and he worshiped God through the works that he did. He worshiped God through the works that he did. Man was supposed to obey and worship. So if we're going to be image bearers, let's get back to the old landmark. We must get back to obedience. Because if we're not obeying God, then we are not worshiping the Lord. I know you've been lifting up your hands. And I know you've been jumping and shouting. But if you have not obeyed me, then you have not worshiped me. Are you following what I'm saying? If you don't love my words, then you don't love me. How can you say you love me? Lord, Lord, you are my Lord, but you do not the things that I say. Now, I don't want to rebuke nobody today, but I'm trying to get us to understand that we are his image bearers. And the problem in the church house is we don't want to bear the image of God because we don't want to live counterculture. Can I say that one more time? We don't do good with bearing the image of God. Although you were made in his image. You were made in his likeness. Your will to be able to think. Your emotions, it all came from God. Because he wanted you to worship him with every bit of that. But because of the fact that we don't want to live counterculture to the world, we have put God on the back burner. And our jobs is first. We have put God on the back burner, and our children are first. Y'all ain't got to say nothing to me here. If you love your mother and you love your father more than me, then you hate me. Y'all ain't saying nothing here. We have put everything in front of God. Now, preacher, you need to break that down a little bit more for me. The Bible says that all of a sudden here, the scriptures declare that God showed up and he began to question Adam. Where are you? We hid ourselves. We hid ourselves because why? But why did you hide? Because we knew we were naked. You knew you were naked. Did you disobey me? Because disobedience messes up your worship, Adam. You were with me the whole time. Every time I showed up in the garden, you had no problem. And you were naked every time I saw you. But now, all of a sudden, you can't get naked in front of me. Did you eat from the tree that I told you not to eat, Adam? Why did you eat from the tree that I told you not to eat? Yes, I did it, the woman you gave me. She ate and then she told me and I went on and done it. Do you not know what you did? What Adam did when he ate from the tree and he allowed disobedience to cause him to question the character and nature of God. When he started questioning, because Satan said, well, God does know. In the day you eat thereof, you're going to be just like God, knowing good and evil. He wanted to question the character, wanted him to question the character of God. When you start questioning the character of God, you question the word of God. And then you decide to do your own thing and rebel. And when you do that, because of the disobedience, now what we have is man out of his image. We have man moving from God's image to his own image. How do we know that? Because he said, I hid myself from you because I knew that I was naked. In other words, you are the one I worship, but now I can't get open before you because I know there is something I have done that's messing up. Folks stay out of church because they know they ain't right. Now, watch this. Just because you ain't right don't mean God don't see you. You come to church in their house. That's right. You worship in their house. Y'all better help me up in here. Thank God for grace. I'm trying to show you that because of the fact that he got himself in disobedience and started to do his own thing and not listen to the commandment of God, when you start that, you automatically start self-worship instead of God worship. Now, what's wrong with humanity today? We are aware that we are naked. And we don't want to get before God. What is wrong with humanity today? We start to look inwardly at us. All of the other time, they were looking up at God until they got disobedient, and then they start looking at themselves. They say, I'm naked. I'm not right. I don't have this together. I don't have to start making excuses for why you can't worship the Lord. Why you can't serve. The devil is a liar. Tell somebody, tell them the devil is a liar. We got two things to do. That is to obey and then to worship him. That's the reason why I'm trying to tell us we got to get back to obedience. Because when we break that obedience, now we're looking at ourselves. And it's what about me? Why I can't have. And all of our worship then turns inwardly. And so our songs have turned. Y'all follow what I'm saying? Everything is about I and my experience. But when you in worship the way it's supposed to be, worship is worthyship. It is telling the Lord how worthy he is. It is telling the Lord how magnificent he is. And when you're thinking about the magnificence of our God, when you're thinking about the goodness of our God, it ain't nothing that you got to look at yourself about. Because when you look at God, you begin to disappear. That's why real worshipers, the first thing they do is lose sight of themselves. Some of y'all came to church fasting today. You came to church fasting because you didn't want your flesh to get in the way of you lifting up your hands. Y'all ain't gonna help me preach for a few minutes up in here. When you start worshiping the Lord, you start telling God how good he is and how great thou art. Y'all follow me? Nowadays, we got songs that talk about how great we are. And now we're messed up. But God says it's time to get back to obedience. Because when you get back to obedience, now you get back to me. Look to somebody and tell them it's time for us to get back to God. It's time for us to lose sight of ourselves and get back to God. Clap those Holy Ghost hands in the room and give God the praise. I've got to turn it a loose, church. I wish I had more time. But God says I ain't gonna leave man like that. Because he told man he had to get out the garden. Why did he get man out the garden? Because man was in rulership. Man was in leadership. Man would tell the plants to grow. And guess what? He put something down and it would grow. Man would tell the animals to come. And then guess what? He didn't have to know them. But he just said, come. And guess what? The animals had to come because everything was walking in obedience until he started to walk in disobedience. If you want to know why things ain't going good for you, it's because you're walking contrary to God. I know I ain't gonna get much help right here, but because he was walking contrary to God, his woman started walking contrary to God. Y'all ain't helping me here. Because he started walking contrary to God, thorns and thistles came up instead of fir tree. Y'all ain't helping me here. Instead of the good stuff, the good was still good, but it won't good for him no more. And God says, now I got to get man out of the garden because everything that's good is going to eat him up if he stays in there. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me here. But I ain't going to leave man where he is. And then we come to Genesis chapter number 3 and verse number 15. God says, I'm going to throw out the rescue line. I'm going to throw out what is called the proto-evangelium. It's the first announcement of God. And God says, I can't leave man in the state that he's in. The seed of the woman, in verse number 15, the seed of the woman, he is going to crush his head. He will only bruise his heel. He announces to the devil, he said, listen, you got Adam, but I'm going to raise up another seed. You messed with this man, but the next man that I raise up, you ain't gonna be able to do nothing with him. Y'all ain't gonna help me preach for a few more minutes. Anybody that know the gospel ought to be shouting right there, because you know that that second Adam was Jesus. He bled and he died for your redemption. He got up on the cross, y'all ain't hearing me here, and then he didn't let the devil run him down until he said to Telesai. In other words, it is finished. The work that I came here to do in obedience to my master has already been done. That's why I'm here to tell somebody in this room, I am walking in my spiritual authority. Get ready to triumph. Touch somebody and tell them, neighbor, the next point is the devil is already defeated. I wish I had time to preach this like I feel it, but I want you to know the devil has already been defeated. If you will look over there in Luke chapter number 4, the Bible says that Jesus was led into the wilderness by the Holy Ghost to be tempted of the devil. Here is God. Before they get to that, you read Luke, you'll find out he gives the genealogy and of everybody coming down from Adam all the way down. In fact, he gives it in reverse order. In Luke chapter number 4, he gives it in reverse order, and then he said the man Adam, whose daddy is God. And then at that time, Jesus shows up on the scene. He'd already been baptized by John the Baptist. He says, suffer it to be so now, John, that we might fulfill all righteousness. I know you need to be baptized of me, but just because we're obeying God, I need you to dunk me a little bit. And when he baptized him, the Bible declares that the heavens opened up and said, this is my beloved son. He is the one that I told you way back in Genesis 15 that's coming. He is the Messiah. He is the one that I have said is going to whoop the devil. And the Bible says he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. The Bible declares with all authority has been given to Jesus. He's led out into the wilderness by the Holy Ghost. I want you to understand, when he was led out into the wilderness, it don't mean just taken by the hand. It really means he was put there in the wilderness, in the middle of some mess, to be tested by the devil. Look at your neighbor and tell him, neighbor, I know you're going through some stuff, but God put you right there just to let the devil know that when a man gets filled with the Holy Ghost, he can do anything but fail. High five somebody and tell them, God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all. I feel like jumping. I feel like shouting up in here, because the Bible declared Satan went after Jesus 3 different times, but then Jesus came back with the authority of the word. He said, it is written. Then one other time he said, it is also written. Touch your neighbor and tell him, neighbor, here is your authority. All you got to do is open up your mouth and speak the word. Put the word on it, and cancer's got to go. Put the word on it, and sugar diabetes has got to be regulated. Put the word on it. Look at your neighbor and tell them, neighbor, I feel God in this room. Put the word on it, because God says all principalities and all powers have been spoiled.
Hi, I'm Pastor Oliver L. Pittman, Sr., Senior Pastor and Founder of SPCC, Sure Promise Christian Church. We are the church in the City of God, Raleigh, where everybody is somebody and Christ is Lord of all. I want to invite you to come worship with us each Sunday morning at 10:45 a.m. and Tuesday nights for Bible study at 7 p.m. We are located at 4301 Pearl Road, just off of Rockwire. Call us at 919-890-5639 or look us up on the web at www.surepromisechurch.org.